Negative consequences sometimes are just necessary. Children need to know what's going to happen if they choose not to comply. If activities can be as engaging as possible, it sometimes makes negative consequences a lot easier so that they can be connected to whatever activity is happening. So if children are doing an activity where they are painting and a child cannot comply with using paint appropriately, simply having them understand that if you cannot comply with the expectations of painting, then you will have to do this activity with crayons. Something as simple as understanding that this fun, engaging part is going to be taken away if I cannot comply, helps them make a better choice when it comes to completing the activity in a positive way. It's important to keep in mind that negative consequences should always be connected to the behavior. It's also very important that the negative consequence be fairly close in timing to the behavior. So saying something like, you haven't finished your morning routine, you're going to have to stay late at the end of the day, especially for young children, that can become very disconnected for them. So if a consequence can be given fairly close to when the behavior is occurring, it tends to be more effective.